what we have seen is, yes, door-to-door campaigns or programs are quite effective, very effective, because one is able to discuss with an individual in their own home environment where they are comfortable, where they can open up. But there are several challenges, as you have said, the word voluntary. You actually say, who is going to volunteer? And the question becomes, how do you remunerate a volunteer? Do you give them a token? Is it something that is spending? If there is nothing, what do you do? And looking at Zimbabwe, it's a low-resourced country. And you're saying people are struggling to get a dollar. If you go into the rural area, someone doesn't ask you for $5 or $10. They ask you for a dollar to go to the grinding mill. So you're saying if people don't have the resources, how much time do they have to go door-to-door? Which means it means that you need many of them so that they can be able to interact as they do their day-to-day working and activities and chores. But to expect them to travel long distances to go and do door-to-door work, I think it's expecting too much, and it doesn't work quite well for people that don't have resources and are struggling to survive. So if the program is coming on board, would really want to see good planning so that people don't travel long distances. They're also remunerated or given a token of appreciation. And the question is by who and how much. And we found also that it's mostly women who do this volunteer work. And we say, where are the men? And are these programs going to involve the men as well?
What does the government use the information that it collects from such programs? What does it use it for?
The information that is collected, like we are saying, you know, if it's counseling, it means people cannot just be counseled. It's supposed to actually collect information on. This information is supposed to feed into the clinics. Yeah, you should be able to see that there is an increase of people that are now going to attend, people that are going for testing, people that are accessing treatment, and then that information is also used to actually plan and say, you know, what is the deficit, where are the problems, where are the challenges, and information, if it's generated well and monitored at a grassroots level, it will be also accurate and help in planning purposes.